We, in the connection between us, build the Shechina, Malchut, that doesn't exist. The Shechina, without us building her, from the shattered pieces, which is us. The desires that each and every one of us have for attaining the goal, they are wrapped with our ego to the extent that we can separate the desire for attaining the goal from the ego and connect those desires to attain the goal together. We already have the first degree of unity. And to the extent that we can add the egoistic desires, so the quality or our unity gets wider and grows and expands, and in that way we grow as a fetus. We are the parts of the Shechina. We build the Shechina. That is the vessel of the Neshama, our soul, where the dweller is revealed, the Creator, the Upper Light. That is our work. And as we've learned, the Shechina includes in it those desires that are drawn to connect and build her, those who more or less, and those that have no desire for it at all, only a desire on the spiritual realm, those who more or less, sorry, in the corporeal realm, those who want to connect have to connect in order to build the Shechina. They are called Yashakel, Israel. Those are the desires that started their correction in the days of Abraham and even before. And the rest of the desires, as Bala Sulam explains, they have no tendency towards it. And for that reason, they can't determine or sentence the world to the scale of merit, but only those who have a tendency towards the purpose of creation. And that's why they react in that way on those who become lazy and don't draw them to that same goal. Only subconsciously they don't understand what's going on, but they feel that everything's depending on them and they're hated and so on. The problem is that the Rishimot who have, that are being drawn to the purpose of creation, to the correction, they can correct themselves in any state, one after the other, in the process, the long process. That's why they are called Yeshar Kel, meaning straight to God. There's a line to the goal. And the other Rishimotu don't have a direct connection to the goal. They receive a correction at once. That's why they're dependent on Israel. And in according to that, we can see their reactions, their behaviors, their sorrow, and the way they express it. But all in all, everyone, all of the created beings, all of the Rishimot, these and those, become the structure called Shechina, and we must think about how to realize that structure between us. Does it exist? Is it already founded? Before us there were generations of great ones, very unique souls that founded all of the foundation of correction. And we have to join them, walk behind them in their footsteps, listen to what they wrote, what they say, and try and connect to them. And then, more and more, add into our connection more and more parts of the Shekhinah. And then, and according to that, we will see how the dweller is revealed in the Shekhinah, the Creator.